Well, it is hard to believe it's almost time to go back to school. And that does mean families are starting to stock up on everything their kids need to have a great year. School supplies can add up, so it makes sense to search out the best deals. Plenty of retailers capitalize on the busy back-to-school buying season with late summer sales. Unfortunately, scammers and illegitimate vendors may also take advantage of the demand with phishing attempts or ads with outrageous deals. This is a busy time of year, and it's easy to get overwhelmed by back-to-school deals, advertising, and shopping. Planning ahead can help you save money and shop safely. Here are BBB's back-to-school shopping tips. First, make a list and set a budget. Your child will likely receive a supply list from their school, but you may want to make your own list for other essentials like clothes or backpacks. Start by shopping at home for any supplies left over from last year. From there, figure out what you still need to buy and set your budget. Then research any big ticket items. If your child needs a laptop, tablet, or other expensive item, make sure to research brands, compare prices, and learn about warranties and return policies before you buy. You can search retailers at BBB.org to see their rating, BBB accreditation status, and reviews from other customers. And be sure to shop safe if you're shopping online. Comparing prices between retailers can help you get the best deal, but shop with retailers you trust. If you're considering buying from a new store, check its BBB business profile to make sure it has a good track record before you buy. And be wary of clicking on links in online ads or emails, especially those that show items from your search history. Also, shop sales and tax-free weekends. Keep an eye out for sales, coupons, and rebates from your favorite stores. And you could also save money by doing your back-to-school shopping on a tax-free weekend. In Missouri, it is the tax-free holiday, August 2nd through 4th. However, remember, just because a store advertises a back-to-school sale doesn't necessarily mean the items are tax-free. And try to buy in bulk. Some teachers may ask parents to help supply items like tissues or hand sanitizer for the class. You may be able to save money by pooling your money with other parents and guardians to buy these items in bulk. Also, check for student discounts. Many stores offer student or teacher discounts on back-to-school items. Finally, use a credit card. Paying with a credit card makes it easier to dispute a charge if something goes wrong with your purchase. For more back-to-school tips, go to bbb.org/all/back-to-school.